Now, on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello to you, and thank you for listening in to another show this week. And I am so pleased because anyone listening to this show will take something from it. I am sure, because I am going to talk about screen time. Now, you and I, we all know that screen time these days, whether it's for adults or youngsters, is a big issue in our lives. We are subconsciously having so much time in a day that we spend on a screen, whether it's me now talking into my laptop, whether it's looking at the iPad, whether it's on our smartphones, whatever it is, TV, not even counting TV, whatever it is absolutely necessary for a healthy life, healthy lifestyle, that we become aware of our screen time and that we really use our screen time consciously. And that is why I'm so happy today to talk to our guest, Amanda Bucknell, because Amanda founded the award-winning Time Tokens after experiencing the all too familiar family squabbles over screen time. I mean, I'm sure she's going to talk about it with her two boys. She has had a lot of experience in how it can change these youngsters. And she really has found this fun, easy to use token system to help kids find screen time balance. And of course, at the same time, for parents to find more peace. The business was built on just a simple idea developed by Amanda herself when she experienced that screen time problem with her son. And now she is selling the time token specs and all the accompanying products globally. So she is on a mission to make sure that every tech using child knows exactly what a time token is, that we make them responsible, that we give them the empowerment for themselves to use screen time when they want it, when they need it. And so I'm so excited to talk to Amanda, because I can see it in my practice every single week, how people have really, they are struggling to find the balance in their screen time. And parents are really, really struggling, because they are feeling as if they need to be consistently the police in the family. I have mothers here who feel as if they are the police officers in their household, who always have to say, no, not now, we're not going to do that, stop watching anything that has to do with screen time. Why? Because we want our children to have a balance in their life, to have as much outside play than inside play, because the most of the inside play these days is on a screen, while inside you can also have a lot of games and a lot of fun time not using your screens. So I'm sure this is going to be an interesting conversation with Amanda, and we will talk to her just now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back wherever you are in the world. And as I said at the intro, I am actually really, really excited to talk today to a mom, a beautiful mom of two boys. Welcome, Amanda Bucknell.
Thank you, Danielle, and thank you for having me this morning.
You know, it is a big thing these days, screen time. So I was so excited that I get the opportunity to talk to you as the founder of Time Tokens. Now, can you tell me a little bit in your life, what has screen time meant in your life?
Right. Well, yeah, it's a little while ago now, but when my eldest was 7, I noticed, he's 15 now, but I noticed that when he was 7, suddenly the hoodie went up, the tantrum started, his personality just seemed to kind of change, and he became very grumpy and very different and agitated. And I hadn't really associated it with screen time, but then a friend of mine said, oh, is he spending a lot of time on the iPad? Because I've noticed the same with my child. And I was like, gosh, yeah, he has. So, and then when I tried to reduce the screen time, you know, we'd have arguments, and then suddenly this whole new stress started in our life, and it seemed to kind of take over. And it was that point when I thought, okay, I need to do something about this. And that's when I came up with the idea.
Are you a full-time mom?
I was a full-time mom. I was working my husband's business as well, and I had a 2-year-old. So it was a really, really busy time for me. And with the screen time on top, you know, all these layers of stress, and it became a real pinch point. And then my husband and I would be arguing about it. And I think this is something that plays out in households
everywhere in the world, everywhere.
So my first point was, right, I'm going to Google it. What do I do? Go onto Amazon. There must be something I can buy. And there was nothing. It seemed to be, there was nothing anywhere to help. And then I think I bumped into somebody who'd said it's a good idea to, you know, give them the responsibility, you know, child should have the responsibility, and to try and, you know, negotiate with them. So I was thinking, well, how do you do that? How do you make it tangible for a child to understand time? It's a pretty difficult concept.
No, of course. Certainly a 7-year-old.
A 7-year-old, yeah. And so then I started thinking about pocket money and things like that. And then I thought, okay, well, if we make screen time like pocket money and make it into something tangible that's like money, then maybe he will understand. And that's time. Those tokens are for screen time, not for spending on, you know, physical things.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm probably making this sound more complicated than it is. But So I devised these tokens, which are for different time denominations, 60 minutes, 30 minutes, 15 minutes, 10 minutes. And I put them in a nice pack. And I put and then I thought, well, we need to have a timing device with it. So I got a timer for him. And then we sat down and we agreed how much screen time he could have. And then we wrote up this little contract, and then I gave him the tokens, and we just took it from there. And actually it was amazing. Just overnight, he loved having that empowerment rather than me saying, get off the screen. He'd say, oh, can I have some screen time now? Hand over a token, start his timer, have his screen time, and then the timer would go off. And then he'd think, do I want more time, or have I had enough now? And, you know, obviously you've got to try and encourage them as a child and say, well, why don't you go and do something else and save that time for later? And that's
and
how.
Are you saying, I just want to practically understand what what Time Tokens is about. Are you saying that every single day he got, or every single week he got tokens that he could swap?
Yes. So
how many hours or how many minutes in total did you give him a week, for example?
Yeah. Well, so at the beginning, you know, we were just trying it out while I was sort of developing the idea. And then as we've sold it as a product now, and as it worked out, the best way to do it was to have sort of between 7 and 14 hours. I think now we have 14 hours of
a week.
A week, and then it's up to them how they can use them. But what I like to try and encourage as well is either you can give your child an allowance like you would with pocket money, or they can earn it the same as with pocket money.
Yes.
So with my youngest, you know, if he does his homework, he can earn 30 minutes of screen time. If he makes his bed, nice manners, eating vegetables, you know, it's just a really positive, empowering tool. So and what I love about it as well is it just gives parents so much flexibility, because what you don't want is someone saying, right, this is what you've got to do and this is how you do it. Every family's different, every parent's different, every parenting style's different. So I hope that what my product does is give parents the tools and boundaries to put a flexible system in place that gives them some
individually
feeling of
empowerment. For themselves that goes
yes,
in their,
they feel
in their
that
practical
they're doing something.
Daily life. Mm.
Yeah, so they feel they're doing something, and yet you're empowering your child to understand about time on screens, how
yes.
much time to have. It evokes family discussions, so your child can be part of a collaborative negotiation. It definitely takes the arguments away.
Wow. So do I hear that it has helped your family in a big way?
Yes.
What was the biggest benefit that you've experienced yourself when your eldest one was 7 that you were doing this? What was the biggest, if you have, or maybe 2-3, you know, benefits of doing this?
It was a big sigh of relief that we weren't just caught in this circle of arguing more time. No. Oh, 5 more minutes, please. You know, it's like having an invisible policeman, because you've
yes.
drawn up the boundaries, and either they've got more time, which they can choose to
they
have, or
choose.
They haven't. So that's one that was a big relief. And also that we were having more, spending more time together, but in a positive way, rather than, you know, always debating screen time. He was sleeping better, because also I realized that children should come off screen 60 minutes, at least 60 minutes before bed, because the blue light can affect
yes.
their sleep patterns. So he was performing better at school. You know, he was more sociable.
Wow.
He was just a happier child. All sorts of things. He felt more empowered, I think. That had loads of benefits. Better relationship with my husband.
Yeah.
It just really helped to feel that it wasn't something we were constantly arguing and niggling about, and that we had something in place, that everybody understood what it was. We all knew where we were.
Wow. How far are you now today? I think it's like 7-8 years later. What has
gosh.
Come from this? I mean,
yeah,
that's quite interesting.
Yes. So then when it started to work for me, I was telling my friends about it. They're like, oh my God, that sounds amazing. So I made them up packs. Because the thing with children is, if you cobble something up yourself, they think, oh, that's just something mummy, you know, it doesn't feel special. It doesn't feel like it's a real thing. So if it looks still really nice and it looks kind of new and it looks like a proper thing, then they're willing to give it a go. So I made these packs for my friend's children, and it worked for them. And then I thought, oh, okay, well, there doesn't seem to be anything out there. Hopefully I can help other families and parents as well. So I then decided to start selling it properly. So I had, you know, got a mum from school who's a designer, who helped me design some characters to go with it.
Oh, great.
And so then I spent a long time. It was really weird. I just kind of really thought about, what did I really see? How did I see this product look? What was it? Because I was creating something from scratch. And then just I had this really strong vision of what it should look like. And then I found a supplier, and it all sort of came together really easily at the beginning. And I think that's probably the thing with a lot of entrepreneurs' journeys, that everything kind of falls into place, and that really gets you over that first hump. And then I launched, and it was, you know, very successful. And then obviously on the journey, you have lots of ups and downs, but there's always just enough to kind of, you know, keep you going to the next stage. Anyway.
Can you tell me, because it's an interesting thing. Can you tell me what your biggest obstacle, your biggest stress is from since you created this to today?
It is time, probably.
Time. What do you mean with time?
Time, being a mom, having 2 boys, you know, a dog, a family, you know, life as a mom, parents, wider family. There's just so many things as a mother that are on your plate. And I think, and running a business, and, you know, I could spend 24 hours a day on my business, and I would love to do that, but I just can't. So,
welcome to the club.
Yeah, everything is a bit of a compromise. And, So
what do you do as self-care? What do you do against that stress, that lack of time? How do you solve that for yourself, or how do you balance it?
Probably not that well, if I'm really honest, but I love walking with my dog when I can. Going out, my best thing is going out with a girlfriend, with the dogs, and having a coffee, walking along the river. I love listening to podcasts and things as well if I'm by myself walking.
Thank you for listening to mine.
I listen to yours in the bath.
I mean, that's the purpose, you know, that people start to self-care and do things against stress. So you really did everything you could there, because listening to my show about, and it was about what? About vulnerability, or about the inner dialogue, something?
Yes, the inner dialogue. And so
what did you get out of that?
I thought, I've got to be kinder to myself and I've got to think about the rhetoric that I talk to myself, you know, how I perceive myself and how important it is, because, you know, as we, I think that children mirror your behavior.
Yes, I agree.
And I think that's the same with screen time. I think as adults, we have a big responsibility to monitor our own screen time. You know, my husband will sit there scrolling on his phone and my boys are watching that and they're like, oh, well, daddy's doing that, you know.
Of course.
So it's all those sorts of things. So yes, I do need to take that on board. But so time is a big thing. And now, of course, we have a proper, very flashy version of time tokens, which I now have a proper distributor and everything, and it's now available in Waterstones and lots of
wonderful
stores. So it's come on a very exciting journey, but it's difficult now because I have less day-to-day stuff to do on it, but I kind of miss that in a way.
So are you saying creating and visualizing what you can do with it? Is that what you're missing?
I'm just trying to find my place in it, I think, I suppose, because I've had to hand over a lot of responsibility. And
you have a team.
You then think, oh, well, what's happening? Is anything happening? So, but I've teamed up with a brilliant psychologist called Elizabeth Kilby, who's such a lovely lady. And she helped me write a guide that goes with time tokens. So now, you know, parents have a proper guide from somebody that actually knows what they're talking about, not just me.
And what does she advise in this guide?
Well, she's just written it really well so that it lays out, you know, from a parent's perspective, just simple tips on what you should do, on why you should do these things, on what helps, and just how to manage screen time more positively, and why it's a good idea. You know, it's not just me bleating on about it, it's her as well. And
are you saying she's giving the tips to the parents as well as how your system works for kids? So it's
on
a win-win on both sides.
Yes, exactly. Because I think screen time as well, before I came up with time tokens, I was thinking, gosh, it's just like, you lie in bed as a parent, your child says, oh, can I have some more screen time? If you say yes, you feel bad because you think, oh, they shouldn't really be having it. If you say no, you know, you're going to have an argument. Mm-hmm. You know, it just gets into this kind of.
And it creates stress in the family.
Creates stress. And then you lie bed awake at night and you're thinking, oh, God, you know, all those little things, they just away at you. Whereas, you know, I think if you have a system in place, it's a win-win, because you feel as a parent, you're trying, at least you're doing something. It's not always going to work, but you know that you can go back to it. It's like having a crutch there. It's something that keeps everybody on the same track. And that's really reassuring, I think.
It's a strategic tool. I see it as a strategic tool that can work in any family all over the world, because we all need it.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the main things that comes back from families, in fact, we did a lot of work in the borough, the local borough that I live with the council, going into 4 schools, and they paid for families to have packs and see how it worked. And 80% of parents came back, said it was a brilliant tool, that they were communicating more with their children, that they were doing things, because one of the things that you get as well is this golden ticket. So if the child keeps to the contract and there's mm-hmm. no arguing, then they get the golden ticket at the weekend, which is to do something family orientated. It's not for money. It's like the child can keep the parent accountable. Let's go to the park
wonderful.
Cook a meal together. Or let's have some family time. Let's play a board game. Let's do. So the whole kind of system is about collaboration, doing things together, keeping those relationships talking, because I think as your children get older, the one thing that's really important is to keep the communication, the lines of communication open.
I agree.
Rather than your child just going off to their room, doing their screen time, with the time token, you're constantly talking because they're handing a token into you. They're asking if they can have the screen time. You've got a conversation going, and you can find out what they're doing. You can get interested in what they're doing. Because the less and less you get involved, the more and more they just go off down that path. And then
I agree.
It's very difficult once they get over into teenage years. And another thing I'd say to young parents as well is that some parents will say, oh, well, I just don't allow my child any screens at all. And I think, OK, well, when they get to 12 and 13, that's going to be quite difficult. And if you haven't managed to educate them or help them understand that they need to self-regulate, it's going to be like, I don't know, the Wild West.
It's the same. I'm going to say something. It's the same with sweets.
Yes.
For example, with sugar.
It's a healthy diet.
If you always say to your children and you deny them any sweets or any sugar, they come to a birthday party when they're 10 years old and they suddenly, you know, go berserk in eating sweets, and they create like a habit around sweets that it's a bad thing. And so you can't have it. So I want to have it. You know, that kind of, isn't that a bit the same with the screen time?
Absolutely. I think that's one of my things I would say. Screen time is like a healthy, balanced diet, isn't it? And that's the same with life. You wouldn't do everything to excess, would you? You just want to keep the balance. But sometimes it's very hard. And I know, you know, being a busy mom, you think, OK, yes, 5 minutes of screen time. And before you know it, you know, the time's gone on and then nothing's got done. And it's it's something we all need to be mindful of. In fact, I think in China now, I'm right in believing that it's illegal for children to have more than 1 hour of screen time.
Wow.
Yeah. So they obviously have realized that it's detrimental. And so, I mean, I don't think you have to be as hard and fast as that. No. I mean, the American system, the AAP, they say that children should have time to do all the things that they need to do, and then anything left should be screen time, which works out at about an hour probably a day, an hour to 2 hours a day.
Now, I'm a grandmother of four, and the second one is my grandson, Louis. He's turning five, I think, in 2 weeks' time. Now, when I see him, even a 1.5-year-old is doing, you know, on the screen, phoning us on FaceTime. I mean, I don't know how she found that out, but she just, if you give her a phone, she'll find out how to, you know, get hold of you. It's quite, so it is a society, and it is an educational tool, which is also a little like you say, it can be very important that these kids are used to using this.
Absolutely.
But I just want to ask you how you see the age for time tokens in that way that, for example, my 5-year-old grandson, I mean, almost 5-year-old grandson, is that what is the age that you could start with those tokens?
Yeah, well, we say from three to 10. But, you know, depending on how your child has developed, you know, you could start very early just saying, right, if they're watching, you know, if they wanted to watch something, you could say, here's a token, watch the time, and then you can see the timer go down and then turn the television off. Obviously, they're not going to totally understand the whole system, but just to kind of introduce it as a...
Okay.
You know, we just don't watch hours of screen, because when we grew up, you know, there was only limited time you could watch TV because there are only so many programs. Mm. Now you could put Peppa Pig on and it would still be on 24 hours later because it just doesn't stop.
I agree.
And it's the stopping. So that's where we have a new app timer that goes with the Time Tokens product now, which is quite nice. But you can use any, you know, device, any timing device. I think that's a really important part of it. So the child hears the noise, then it's like, oh, okay, that session is finished.
Enough. Mm. And so does it count for, it might be, you know, not a smart question, but I just want to be clear here practically. Does it count for any screen time, like and TV and iPad? And so does it count for anything, or is it mostly for, I'm just saying, for like iPad when they are on their own thing and in their own world?
I think it's totally down to the family to decide what they want to use it for. In fact, bizarrely, one mum wrote to us and said she was using it. I mean, I would love to have this problem, but I don't. But her daughter spends way too long reading on the Kindle. So she's limiting her child reading on the Kindle.
Yeah, because it's also screen.
By using, because she's addicted to reading books. But having two boys, I would love my boys to be addicted to reading books. I mean, they like reading, but they're. So I think it's just a really handy tool. And if you want to encourage your child to, you know, make their bed, help around the house, you know, do some chores, you can use it in that way. So I think it's not a hard and fast rule. It's just a kind of very flexible system that gives you some good ideas. You've got the tokens there. You've got the promise contract. It just gives you all the structure that you and support that you need to put your own thing in place. Go with it and run and do what works for your family.
And I'm interested, because you say it's up to 10 years old. I'm interested in knowing, your eldest son now is about 15 years old. So how is he doing today? Because he's the one who's been going through this whole transition. How is he doing today? What kind of youngster? How is he with screen time today?
He's pretty good. He does need the odd nudge. I mean, obviously, I don't use time tokens with him anymore, but I think it's definitely, he's good at self-moderating. He knows when he's had enough time.
Good.
You know, sometimes when he's on his phone, I have to say, Harry, come on. But no, he's pretty good compared to his friends. I think he's got a good understanding. He knows, you know, he has that feeling, okay, I need to come off now. But he's a very sporty boy. He does lots of other things. So, it's I'm glad I've invested the time in it. In helping him.
So I'm just asking that question out of curiosity. Who would Harry be today if he hadn't gone through that token system?
I don't know.
We don't know, of course. We don't know. But that's what's so interesting about this is it's like with everything. It's like with self-care. It's like investing in yourself or in your health, or you don't know what the difference would have been. But I can imagine that your communication, like you say, the example that he has, that there's a lot of benefits there that you have now in your household that you wouldn't have had without time tokens.
Yeah, I feel like we do have a really good line of communication. You know, we talk, he's very good at telling me, you know, talking to me. We have a very open line of communication. And honestly,
which is so important. I mean, a 15-year-old, a 17-year-old, the only thing they need to know is that they can talk to you, that there's a communicate. It is so important. I mean, I don't know in the UK and around the world, but here in Belgium, the suicides of the 13, 14, 17-year-olds has been absolutely devastating. And so there needs to be that communication, and there needs to be that responsibility for themselves, that authenticity, that they can, you know, manage their own stress and their own life. It is so important, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think it's starting young and just building up those lines of communication and honesty and trust. And, you know, you're trusting your child as well. And that's what I love about Time Tokens. Mm. It's not me just dictating. It's the two of us coming together in a collaboration.
Mm.
So, yeah.
And what has Time Tokens taught you about your screen time? Because that, I think, is also important.
Yes, no, it is very important. Well, what's it taught me? Interesting question. Yeah, I mean, I'm just aware of how long I shouldn't. I mean, I don't like social media personally, so I don't get caught in those things. But my boys would say, oh, you're doing another email, mommy. So I think things like that, just putting the phone away, having family time together. I mean, we always make sure we have meals are screen free, you know, special times. We always try and play a game together, do something as a family. One thing that we started doing, which is quite fun the other day, is when we are sitting, having a meal and everyone was feeling a bit grumpy. So we went around the table saying what we really liked about the other person. And then we did two rounds of that. Before we knew it, we were, you know, everyone was kind of laughing. You know, sometimes you just have to do something to kind of.
Yes. Break the cycle.
Change it up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Do something about that. But yeah. I suppose that Time Tokens has really had an impact on your family. I mean, I cannot imagine that it wouldn't have. I mean, all the benefits that we've been talking about. Because for you, lowering anyone listening here, any adult, there are a lot of youngsters listening to the show as well, but any young adult with small children, any elderly person who is spending a lot of time on the phone, on the iPad, on the TV, I mean, this is for everybody. You know, this show is for everybody, because screen time, what is actually really one of the main destructive things about screen time? What is that? Amanda, can you?
I think it's just becoming very insular and not, I mean, if you're talking to people, that's great. If you're playing a game with other people, that's great. But I think there's lots of positive things about screens, and there's lots of negative things about screens. Mm. You know, there's lots of bad things that you can find out about, lots of negativity, and there's lots of positivity. But, you know, it's out there, and it's down to us all to decide how much and how little we want to. It is part of our lives, I suppose.
Yes, but I have clients, that's why I'm talking also about adults and people in their 50s. I have clients who, at the end of the week, when, you know, your phone gives you the screen time,
yes,
about how many hours a day, yeah. I have people who are, I mean, and I can't imagine that, who are 6-7 hours a day on their screen time. So that for me is just a sign that if you are going that way, I mean, you know, an hour and a half, even 2 hours a day, because we are phoning, we are looking up things, fine. But when it becomes 4-5 hours a day and you are a parent, or you are someone who needs to de-stress and who needs to balance their lives, I mean, it's a big start to start with your screen time, isn't it?
Totally. Yeah, I would say anyone would benefit from cutting screen time, especially, you know, social media, things like that, that just maybe don't always make people feel that positive. I don't know.
True. And it might be even a great detox.
Yeah.
Because we are so used to it. And that's what I see in children, in my own grandchildren. And I see it in my children who are young adults. We quickly become so used to it that we don't even realize how long we are doing it. Isn't that the problem?
That's the thing. And that's where the timed system works, because it's like time finished, time to move on, you know, move on. Let's do something else. Yes. Right. Turn the screen off. Let's have a snack. Let's go to the park. Let's do something else. I think that is a big problem. Oh, I was just thinking of something else I was going to say, but can't remember now.
That's okay.
Gone.
That's okay. So it's all about from stress to authentic success. So how do we go from the screen time stress to a balanced kind of fulfilling life? What would your advice be, your first advice? What would your big tip in that way be?
Big tip would be to sit down with your whole family and talk about how things are right now and how you would like things to be, and then make a plan and then decide how you're going to get to that, whatever it is. Are you going to say, I mean, some top tips. I think it's very important that children aren't on devices in their rooms by themselves, that they're always in a family area. You could try follow the 20-20-20 rule, which is 20, take 20 second break every 20 minutes.
Yes.
And try and look at something 20 feet away, because, you know, there's lots of problems with myopia and things like that. That's a good one. Always try and have family meals with no screens. Make the media plan. What else is there? Don't let children get hangry. You know, when they're on screens, they can come off and be very angry if they're hungry, because they don't realize they're hungry when they're on the screen. They don't drink. They can get dehydrated, all sorts of things like that.
Thank you for that. I mean, there's a few basic things in there that are really, I think, very important. Now, a totally personal question, Amanda. What is a statement that you live by? It doesn't have to be doing with screen time, but as a mother of two, as a woman, as an entrepreneur, what is one of the quotes that you live by?
Just give everything a go.
Oh, that's an interesting one. Just give everything a go.
Oh, well, I just think you just have to take opportunities and give things a go, because if you don't, then you will never know. I just don't want to live with regret, I suppose. So that's a big one for me.
Just give everything a go. Actually, you could put that quote onto your time tokens.
Yeah.
And you could say, just give it a go, the time tokens, and try it out.
Yeah.
So is there anything online? Because, as you know, somebody in the States, somebody in New Zealand or Australia or India is listening to this show and saying, ooh, I'm actually quite interested in this amazing tool, tool. Is there an online thing where they can go and buy it?
So we have a website, Time Tokens, and you can – oh, I was going to show you my
– Yes, I can see it.
Time Tokens, timetokens.com, and it's also available on Amazon in the UK.
Okay, so you are sending it out wherever in the world? That's a bit my question.
Yes. Okay. And we have a distributor as well. If you're in the UK, it's available in Waterstones.
Good.
And hopefully soon John Lewis as well, which would be good.
So I would say to people, you know, to almost finish off this interview, I would say to people, if you feel that this tool, this strategic tool, amazing tool, I can say, that every single family can use, but if you feel that it is something that you want to give it a go, go and order one and see what it can do to your family, to your life, to the life of your children. And I really appreciated this conversation, Amanda. I really think this is so necessary. I mean, you really nailed it there, I think, because it's really something that every single family all over the world needs. So thank you so much for this conversation. I really, really appreciate all your tips, and please continue with the beautiful work you're doing. Is there any new thing coming, like something that you already have an idea of something? Is there anything new coming?
Yeah, I always have loads of ideas. I love to launch some other products alongside it.
Good.
It's just the time. It's the time.
So if you need to get out of your stress and your time stress, give me give give me a shout and we'll work on it together. But to anyone listening, give it a go. I think this is a beautiful, amazing tool. I'm going to play a little music, a little break, and I'll come back to the audience just now. Thank you so much again, Amanda.
Thank you. Lovely to meet you.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, and I am sure that you can agree that this was not a waste of your time. It is so essential that we start being aware about our use of screen time and that we are aware about how our children or grandchildren use their screen time. So I'm going to just give a little summary of what I've gotten out of this conversation. And to me, time tokens, I mean, how amazing is it that this has grown out of just a small idea, a problem that Amanda had with her son, and look at time tokens today, what it has become. So surely it is important, as we talked about, to give our children that empowerment, that collaboration and conversation, instead of it's always a one-way police kind of conversation or don't do this, stop that. So it really, the time tokens is a tool to really stop the arguing and the police officer in the family. And it surely is a tool to spend more time together, for the involved people to sleep better, to have a more sociable life on a different level, to have better relationships in the family, also as parents. And so there's so many benefits from this if you control the screen time in the family. But of course, as we talked about, you as a parent, you as an adult, even if you're not a parent, you are an example for anyone seeing you, living with you, for colleagues, for anyone. If we walk our talk and be the example that we are not in a, I'm just giving an example, at the dinner table with friends or with family, and we don't use our phone, please put those phones aside when there's a family or a friend's meal. It is such a good start to do that kind of thing. And Amanda was talking also about how she herself has experienced all these benefits in her own family. And what is really important to me is that it is as if you get a golden ticket for the family. It's as if your family becomes more of a family, because the conversations, the initiatives, the play is coming back into the family. So that for me is a big thing. And it is so important to educate our children to self-regulate. It's up to them to empower them and give them the responsibility of their own behavior, whether that is with screen time, whether that is with sweets, with our healthy diet, with exercise. It's up to them to take the responsibility. And we have the obligation to be the best example that we can be. Of course, with ups and downs, but that's only natural. So a few tips is to really go and sit down as a family, as a couple, because even in my household, all the kids are gone. They have their own children now. But my husband and I think it is important that we have quality time for true, honest, vulnerable conversations. So to sit down and talk about how you want to deal with your screen time can be a real start of deepening the relationship, of making it a quality life together. Because I hear so much in my practice, and I see it everywhere, how that screen time can really destroy a lot of relationships. And so a family meal with no screens, as I said, can be an important step. Also, the 20-20-20 rule. Take a 20-second break every 20 minutes and 20 feet away from your screen. And so lastly, what I do think is important to realize is that, of course, screen time can be as much positive as negative. The positive side of the education, if you don't know something, you can look it up. It is such a quick system that really brings us, I mean, it's an advantage, but at the same time, it can be such a destructive tool, a negative tool. And that is what we need to cut down on. When you know that it has been proven that even in China now, they are saying not more than 1 hour of screen time because that's illegal. That means that an hour to an hour and a half screen time a day is actually more than enough, and certainly with children. So we had a few shows already. I think it's a few months ago, there was a show on how screen time can cause your eyes to have, you know, really problems, become dry, become irritated. So if you want to go and listen to that show again, you can. But this was such an interesting show, and I really, really encourage you to maybe go and see what Time Tokens is all about. And thank you for listening this week. I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.